God, he keeps going and keeps singing, don't he? Keep worshiping the Lord. Got your Bibles? Turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew. Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 9. Good to see you. Good to be back in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 9. He entered into a ship and passed over, verse number 1. He came unto his own city. Behold, they brought unto him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Whereof think ye evil in your hearts? So he does know the thoughts of men. For whether it is easy to say, Thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise and walk, that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then said he unto the sick of the palsy, Arise. Take up thy bed and go into thine house. And he arose and departed into his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Notice what he said in verse number 2, Son, the last part. But Jesus saw their faith and he said, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. I want to try to share this morning that God has been laying on my heart about being of good cheer. Number one thing, if you don't get this right here, you won't have it. A lot of different places in the Bible talks about being of good cheer. But here's number one way that a heart begins to rejoice. Hallelujah. Would you pray with us? Our Father, I want to thank you for the blessed opportunity you've given us this morning to come back in your house and to worship you and hear these songs and participate in hymns and songs and worship and praise unto your glorious and wonderful and marvelous name. Our Father, we're thankful for the opportunity to do that. Ask your blessings upon the remainder of this service. Pray that you'd put your power upon this word. I pray you'd speak to us and through us. You said your word would be turned forward, and I pray that you'd help us this morning. As we look to thee, our Father, unto thee alone, I pray that you, Lord, send your grace and strength and to our hearts and lives, that truly may we rejoice in thee. Truly, our Father, we may look unto thee and be cheerful for your glory and your name's sake, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. It's good to have someone to say, like our wonderful Lord, be of good cheer. He said to them, he said, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. And you know what I think about the first thing when I look and I say, are we cheerful? Are you cheerful? And listen, if you got your sins forgiven, you just get a hold of this. And I'm going to tell you something. If your sins, if you've been forgiven of your sins, you can be joyful, you can be cheerful. That's why Jesus said to him, cheer up. He said, you can be cheerful. He said, be of good cheer. You can be of good cheer that your sins are forgiven. Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Thank God if you have. It's shouting ground. You can rejoice. He didn't say it'd be of good cheer because of this or because of that. Whether this was happening or that wasn't happening. But he said you need to be of good cheer because your sins are forgiven. And if you're forgiven, been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you've got something to be cheerful about. Something, listen, to glorify God about. Something to be thankful to God for. Thank God you can lift up your head. You know how to walk around with your heads tucked down and said, I don't know what I'm going to do. Listen, if you've been forgiven your sins, hallelujah, it's a wonderful thing. Yes, it is. I'll sing about another verse. I believe it was in Luke, maybe in Luke 10 somewhere. But you know what it says? They'd been out preaching. His disciples had. And they came back to the Lord and they said to him something. They said, hey, we'll tell you something. I got some news. They said, the Spirit's a subject to us, Lord. They came back and rejoicing. Listen, not today. It wasn't something to rejoice about, but he did say something to them. He said, don't you rejoice about that. He said, what you need to be rejoicing about is because your names are written in heaven. That's something you ought to be rejoicing about. Thank God we got something to rejoice about. You know what's wrong with this world? They need to see some Christians that's getting excited for God and rejoicing and cheerful. And not we don't go around like the old sin is a mule been eating briars, but full of God's power and full of God's spirit and rejoicing and cheerful. I don't know about you, but I run into all kinds of people every day nearby. Boy, some of them need some cheerfulness. Whew. Don't watch it, they'll put a damper on you. But you know what this problem is? Number one problem. Listen, they don't know their names are written in heaven, and they don't know that their sins are forgiven. But if you know those two things, and thank God if your name's in heaven, your sins have been forgiven. And if you've asked for forgiveness and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, your names are written down. Some people are more interested in getting, you don't hear me ever say much about getting on a church roll. That's fine. That's okay. But boy, they need to be. Better be. They can be on a church roll and still not be written in heaven. But whether they listen, whatever church roll they may be on or not be on, you must have your names written in the Lamb Book of Life. And Jesus said to them disciples, he said, I'll tell you what you ought to do. Rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Then he goes on down and he says, I'll tell you something. He said, Father, I'm thankful. The Bible said Jesus at verse 21. I believe it's Luke 10, 20 and 10, 21. He said, Father, I thank thee. I thank the Lord. Thank God that you revealed it not unto wise and the prudent, but you revealed it unto babes. He was saying, in essence, Lord, I'm rejoicing too, because you've given me. And said, and listen, you don't have to be wise and all this. He'll reveal it to babes. And he thought, oh, glory. He said, rejoice, not because the Spirit's a subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And listen, is your name written in heaven? Well, if it is, glory to God, it'd be awful. Just get up and shout now. Hallelujah. Got something to be cheerful about. Hey. If we could, I'm going to tell you something. We got so much more to be excited about. I tell you, Lord, have mercy on us. Dead. God, stir us up. Stir us up. They have more excitement at the football game and what we have at the church. It ought to be the right opposite. Right the opposite. We got something to get excited about. Rejoice! Not because the Spirit's a subject to you. Not rejoice because, listen, you may have this or may have that, but rejoice because your names are written in the book of life. Rejoice. Thank God. That's what the Lord is saying to us. Rejoice. Be cheerful. Amen. one of the prophets, he said, though there be no hards in the stall, though there be no fatted calves, he said, no, listen, no fruit on the vines, he said, yet I rejoice in the God of my salvation. You've got something to rejoice about in God's salvation. You can rejoice, thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can shout for the glory of God. You can. Now, what would you think if he's watching a football game? And somebody broke loose and ran 50 yards or 70 yards or 100, sometimes 99, whatever. And you didn't see no excitement in the stands. And Brother Danny, nobody stood up. Nobody said a word. Just quiet. You know what you'd say probably? Sure something wrong. You see that? I see them carrying a football now. They run around with it like this. It's gone. Hit the ground. You know where they're supposed to put it? Right there. Put the hand over the end right there. Yes, sir, then. You know what we need to do with the Word of God? Get a hold of it. Get a hold of it and hide it in our hearts. And rejoice. 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 Excitement. Praising God because we got something to praise Him for. Hallelujah. I used to put one on my arm. Football. I've seen them get in the stands and I see them shout. It's because you got a few yards. I maybe scored a touchdown. Hey, we got so much more to shout about. Hallelujah. You know what? You've heard me tell, most of you done read it probably, about Brother Vance Havner said. He said we go to ball games and shout like Comanche Indians. He said this probably 40, 50 years ago. He said we go to the church and act like dead wooden Indians. No lie. Hey, has God done something for you? You got enough to shout about, rejoice about, if your sins have been forgiven. That was more important. You get a hold of this. For that crippled man. That man was on a bed. It couldn't get up and walk. It was more important. And Jesus took care of the important thing first. He said, thy sins are forgiven thee. Be of good cheer. He told him that before he ever got up. You can be of good cheer laying on a bed, honey, sick. You can be of good cheer laying on a bed if your sins are forgiven. Yes, you can. You know what helped me through the time I was down? Couldn't get my hand to my mouth. I knew one thing. I knew two things. I knew God had forgiven me. And I knew that my name was written in the Lamb Book of Life. Now I knew whether I go or whether I stay. Brother Leroy sings that song, I'm a winner either way. Have you had your sins forgiven? Is your name written in the Lamb Book of Life? Then I'm thinking about what old Paul said over. You know, he'd been out in the storm. I often refer to this. You know, tell us how many times I don't even keep up when I Miss Mary used to keep a sheet when I was preaching on what. I don't keep up with it. You know why? God lays something on my heart that don't matter to me if I preached it last Sunday or two years ago or 10 years ago. I got to get it off my heart. And you know something? Paul said something in the book of Acts. He did. About the 27th chapter. You know what he said? He told that bunch, he's on that ship. He said, be of good cheer. He said, the God whose I am and whom I serve. He said, he appeared to me last night. He said, told me. He said, we can just be of good cheer. He said, there's no loss going to be of this anyone on this ship. And I want you to get a hold of this now. You know what the Apostle Paul said? He said, I believe that it will be as it was told me. Paul's faith in what God said, believing. Folks, what a blessing that is. Our faith that God's given us. And that's where Paul could be of good cheer. Now notice, not only that did Paul do that, but also the Apostle Paul did something else. He turned to those on the ship. I'm going to tell you now, you can't do this if you, God came to him in that night. An angel appeared unto him and brought this message from God. And you know what he said? I believe what he said. And so the Apostle Paul then turns to those on the ship and said, hey, said an angel, that's what he told him, said, angel of God, whose I am, whom I serve, appeared to me last night. He said, everything's going to be all right. He told them, Brother Jimmy, he said, cheer up. It'd be pretty hard for him to, I told him to cheer up, wouldn't it? If he'd been down in the dumps. If he didn't have no joy, if he didn't have no cheer, it'd been pretty hard for him to cheer anybody else. Oh, cheer up now. Cheer up. Don't think he was out. I don't think that's what it was. Hallelujah. It wouldn't do me and Brother Donnie and him and his boy and none of the rest of them goes to the prison with us. But Larry wouldn't do us no good to go down there and say, you boys, cheer up now. No, you know what we do? We go down and give them some hope, don't we, Brother Billy? He can tell you he goes down there too, to other prison. You know what? But we got to have, listen, some cheer and joy in our hearts to be able to do it. Hallelujah. Oh, I shared a few verses. I think it was Wednesday night. That joy, love, joy, and peace. It's all the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1 says there's a joy that's unspeakable and it's full of glory. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing we have in the Lord. God's given you, listen, forgiven your sins, rejoice. God has got your name in the Lamb Book of Life, rejoice. And you know what the Bible says in St. John, I believe it's chapter number 16. Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation. But he said, I've overcome the world. And thank God, that's why he's told him to rejoice. He'd overcome the world. So we can rejoice in victory in Jesus. In joy. Because he's overcome the world. And we can overcome it with him. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Rejoice. Rejoice. You know what the Bible says? The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I went to see some of the little boys play yesterday. They tied up 6-6. Well, that's how it wound up. Our team, I couldn't tell you which one it was, had two good runs. I mean, boy, he made a good run. Made some yardage. I made one of them probably a first down, both of them. But guess what happened? Before he hit the ground, poof, he knocked the ball out of his hand. Guess what happened? He didn't recover it. The other team got it. Turned it right back around. They headed the other direction. You know why? Fumbled it. Holy Ghost is saying to me, I don't want to hide that in my heart. Don't let it get knocked out. Don't matter how far you run. If you lose the ball, That's when the Apostle Paul said, I fought a good fight, I've kept the faith, and forth thou laidest me a crown of righteousness, not for me own, all those that love his appearing. Woo! And Paul said, I'm not quitting. I'm going to finish this course. I'm going to finish this race. I'm going all the way. Hallelujah. Not going to fumble it. Not going to throw it down. Not going to quit. I'm pressing on. Although, listen, thank God, and through it all, we can have peace. We can have joy. We can have, listen, be cheerful in the Lord on this journey. You know, Paul was saying all that right in the midst of the storm. You can have peace right in the midst of the storm. Sure can. Every time a storm comes by, Brother Larry, I think about, I mentioned this the other day, I think about what? Mama come there and get trying to get Daddy up out of bed and pray. Did he get up and go pray? No, he just lay down and went to sleep. He said, I already prayed. You know what? He believed. And that's what Paul said. I believe what God said. And Paul had to cheer in his heart, and therefore he could help cheer somebody else up. Until we get that peace that passeth all understanding, until we get that joy that's unspeakable and full of glory, and until we get this and glory to God, that cheerfulness that God has for us in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we can recognize that our names are written in the Lamb Book of Life, and we got something to rejoice about that, and something to be cheerful about it, also because our sins have been forgiven. If they want one thing, that I knew, hey, I could rejoice and be cheerful just to know my sins were forgiven. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I've been washed in the blood of the crucified one. I'm glad. Thank God that I have. Hallelujah. Well, are you an overcomer this morning? Have you had your sins forgiven? Is your name written in the Lamb Book of Life? Hey, you got something to rejoice about. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen something? You ever seen? I ain't seen it in a long time. Oh. You ever seen anybody when they had a show with the name Millionaire or something like that? You way back in, you could win a million. Remember that? Do you believe that was on when me and Carol got married? The man never turned it off. I kidded her for years. I thought he asked me if I want to be a millionaire, and I said yes. And turned around and said, I'm married. She'd get me every time. But I said that to say this. If you ever seen anybody win something on them prizes or any of those things, and just sit there like a... I hadn't. Anyone I ever seen, they were jumping up and down. They were shouting. They was... Because they... What is that? But I tell you something. We got something a lot more treasury. A lot more worth, a lot more than that. That's that eternal life that God's given us in His Son. So you got something you can shout about. You got something you can rejoice about if you know Christ. Now, if you don't know Him, you don't know your sins forgiven, you don't know your names in the Lamb Book of Life, then you listen. You really don't have anything to rejoice about. No, you don't. But thank God, there's hope in the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me this morning?